We were also in the houseboat with Baba, going on the Dal Lake. There's beautiful pink lotuses on the lake. And then the little shikaras would come up to your boat selling. You see, we did all that, but we didn't have the freedom, the liberty to enjoy it like the worldly people would. We went on a ship to Cannes, but we never even stepped into the dining room. We saw it in passing, this enormous thing. Ooh, lovely curtains, you know, everything like a royal dining room and state hall. We knew there was a swimming pool. We heard splashes, but we never listened. We knew there was a theater going on, but we never went to one. In fact, we could only walk on the deck in the morning before everybody woke up. So I still remember trying to go up the steps. It was so dark. At one point, I was on fours because I wanted to make up. So once we were on the deck, then we would have a good walk because otherwise we'd have no exercises. But here's Norina, Princess Machiavelli. She was with us at that time. Now, we were very strict at that time. Restrictions were many. So I also, any one of us, even if we went out from our cabin to the bathroom, the washroom, or where we could wash our underwear, or where we could wash ourselves, we had to have either Rano with us or Norina, who were accompanying us on the boat. So one of them we had to have with us. Now, Norina was made, had made friends with the captain, so that if Baba wants to know something, Norina could approach the captain. And Norina had a hard time because Baba would, this is one of the ways of Baba's working, and he would have her go and ask captain again and again, the same question, so that when is the boat going to arrive? When is our ship going to arrive and land? When is Marseille going to arrive? So the poor man at first was, she was charming. Norina could charm even a stone. Very so Baba. I mean, she was so beautiful, so elegant. She had that grace, that elegant style, everything. So she charmed him. But after a while, even she was feeling embarrassed and he couldn't believe it. So, but he said, but Princess, I told you. Yes, of course, because you know, I just wanted to rap and she would ask again. Now, having made herself known as Princess, so that Baba's work would go easy, in the world, these things matter. So, the princess wants it, they would do it. So then, she had to be under such embarrassing conditions. For instance, if I went to the bathroom, I had to follow her, but I had to have a towel on my head, covering my face, because I wasn't to see. But here was I with this Turkish towel, and I could just see down enough to see her elegant heels, her high heels of her shoes. So, and I could hear her, so I had to follow. Now she tried to keep as much distance between us as possible so people wouldn't associate her with this freak of a woman. And I, the faster she walked, the faster I walked to keep up with her. And there were times, it was not only a towel over my head, but Mara and we couldn't all leave the cabin whenever we wanted, so our chamber pots would be full, and they had to be emptied, in the bathroom. So there were English chamber pots. I don't think Americans know what they are. They're very beautiful, made of crockery, but they're so heavy, even when they're absolutely empty. Very heavy thing. So when it's not empty, then they're really heavy. So with the handle, you have to hold it like this. I mean, you couldn't possibly hold it any other way. So I hold it out right there, the towel over my head, and pursuing this princess. That's what it looked like, pursuing her, And she, poor dear, when there was anybody who knew her as princess, was trying to avoid, oh my God, so she would go fast, and I could only see her heels, and I'd go fast and kick. After 3 days of that, she said to me, "Darling, must you hold it like a bouquet?" bird is the little bird's friend. So then, when she would also pursue the cat, now she would pursue the captain. It's like I pursued her, she had to pursue the captain. If you can find out, if Baba says, go ask the captain, she has to find him. And he thinking, if he can just hide, then you can get away with it. But I mean, where can you hide? I mean, how can you run away from someone on a ship unless you jump overboard? So the poor captain was trying to go from deck to deck, from and Norina couldn't let go because she had the master's orders. Go ask the captain. At last she was cornered. She always won because she had a mission. And she said, please can you tell me when we're going to land? And he couldn't believe it. He said, but Princess, I've told you a dozen times this morning. Oh, it was really sad. But you see, she would do it for Baba. It's not that Baba wanted to know when the ship will land. This is with Norina. How far will she go, in her obedience to Baba, without questioning? Because it was... Oh, Baba.